This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. When I was a little kid, I remember loving the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. That sci-fi sound is the theremin. And then the Beach Boys made it famous in Good Vibrations, which I also love. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. The theremin is one of the earliest electronic instruments invented back in the 1920s, and it's not just the sound that's singular, so is the way that you play it. It's just a box with a couple of antennae sticking out. You don't even touch it. Now, I've played the piano and the trumpet and the French horn, and earlier this year I tried the cello, but I realized there's a small hole in my life, and it's the size of a theremin. I wanted a lesson. Why don't you come over here,
okay,
and we'll talk for a while, and then we'll get back up. Or why don't you skip over here, actually, as you just did. So we invited the virtuoso Pamelia Kirsten into Studio 360. Here's a track off her recent CD, which is called Coping Heaven. Bob Moog, the great synthesizer innovator who made theremins for years, called Kirsten, quote, one of the most important innovators of the theremin living today. Why do you think he said that about you? Is it because you are the greatest living thereminist? Or because there are so few of you out there?
There are many people playing it. Even every year, it seems like it exponentially grows because, people get introduced to it and usually once you see it and understand what's going on, everybody wants to try it and get one. And so there are a lot of them out there now. When I first began in L.A., I couldn't find a theremin at all, and that was 12 years ago. And there was only one of those really antique collectible ones for like 10 grand, and I thought, oh, I'm not going to buy that just to try it.
And so did you find a place where you could go try it out?
No, there was an RCA, very old one that was for sale back in that time in L.A., and that was the only one, so I ended up having to buy one.
Really?
Just to be able to try it.
Well, that sort of committed you right off the bat a little bit, huh?
Well, it's weird because the sad thing, well, not sad, it's kind of funny. It's like if you own a theremin, you're a thereminist, basically.
Turns out it now costs only a few hundred dollars to get a basic consumer model, but I wasn't quite ready to jump in, not without that lesson that I'd been promised. Can we go over and you can give me my first lesson?
Yes, oh my.
How hard could it be?
Yeah.
Oops. Okay. So, how does it work?
Okay. So, if you move your right hand towards and away from the pitch antenna, and let me calibrate it so we get more range. Yeah. And now, if you move your right hand up. And actually, if you go in this direction...
People might just get stoned and do this.
I think people get stoned from doing this. if you move your hand up as if you're holding a microphone, yeah, then you can move towards and away from the antenna. Yeah.
So now I'm moving my hand from my body slowly toward the antenna.
Yeah, you can go all the way if you want. You can hear how wide
closer
the range
and
is.
Closer and closer. It's so interesting for me, watching you play the theremin. I remember the first time I saw someone do it live, I thought, wait, this is a joke. They're not actually playing. Because your fingers and hands aren't touching anything, at first glance, it almost seems as though you're miming their performance.
It's happened many times where people thought I was like doing some performance art thing where I was just moving my hands, especially if I'm playing with a band and there's a whole bunch of people on stage and people might not know what is doing what sound after a while. And, it's like, well, there's someone maybe playing a violin or I don't know. But then what is she doing there, basically?
And this theremin, unlike the ones probably people have seen, which are antiques, is a very modern, fancy, glammy-looking instrument,
yeah.
With a sort of curved antenna going off horizontally on one side and then an absolutely vertical antenna on the other side. It's like no other instrument. It's like this whole sort of alien version of musical instrument.
What's really amazing about it is that for being one of the first electronic musical instruments, this instrument wasn't designed to take after anything else. You have no tactile reference except for touching your own hands, possibly.
There's no fret. There's no keyboard.
Yeah, it's all in the air, and it's all based on like relativity. Really, if you shift the weight of your body onto your heels, even though you don't move your feet, you can recalibrate the theremin.
Now, the theremin still, even though there has been this upsurge of interest in the last decade or so, is still sort of on the fringes of the establishment musically. Do you think it will ever sort of move in more to the mainstream, or is it always going to be this eccentric
thing? It's always going to be kitschy because it's so difficult to play, and people get frustrated with it, and people buy it, play it for a week and say, I hate this thing, and I can't stand it.
Tell me what to do.
Okay, so don't think of your pitch hand as going sideways.
You know what I think of?
Like back if you're inside of like a really gummy, gooey, like slushy kind of... It's an optical illusion because it looks like my volume is going up.
After a very brief lesson, I thought I was maybe ready to tackle my first tune. See if you possibly recognize it. There, that sounds just like Mary Had a Little Lamb. Okay. Pamela tried to make me feel a little bit better about my pathetic attempt.
It's not even 100 years old, this instrument, and, maybe in 200-300 years, it'll be someone that's like a Paganini that comes up to it and revolutionizes, a whole new way to play it.
And I am clearly not that Paganini, but while we wait for him or her to come along, we do still have Pamela Kirsten. Now, before I let you go, can you play some maybe recognizable piece of music, but something that to show your virtuosity?
Virtuosity? I have no idea. I'll try and figure out something
okay.
to play, just solo very quickly something.
Cool. Pamela Kirsten will be on tour in Europe next month, and I will be making my theremin debut on our website, studio360.org.